The children listened to Mary's plans with excitement, and each one offered ideas to help the animals in the village. Then one child raised his hand and said, "Let's all build new shelters and collect food." The group got to work excitedly, everyone taking on a task. The children understood better that day how important it is to do good for every living creature in nature. Chico was humming happily as if he watched them from the top of a tree. As Mary and the children continued with their efforts, the village began to transform. Neighbors who had once kept to themselves joined in, sharing materials, ideas, and laughter. Small gardens blossomed, offering shelter for bees and butterflies, while stray animals found warmth and care. The Book of Harmony, now resting in a special corner of Mary's home, glowed faintly as if proud of the change it had inspired. Chico, perched on the window's wheel, purred contentedly. "The magic of the book isn't just in its words, Mary," he said. "It's in the heart that choose to act." Mary smiled, watching the lively scene outside. She knew the journey wasn't over, but with the kindness guiding them, anything felt possible.